Esta es la lección 17 de Pimsleur Inglés 2. Nancy le pregunta a un colega acerca de su próximo viaje a México.
Listen to this conversation.
You and your wife are going to Mexico next week, aren't you?
Yes. First we're going to Guadalajara for a few days, then to Mexico City.
How nice. Are your children going too?
Unfortunately not. Our daughter can't come with us and our son doesn't want to.
He doesn't want to? Why not?
He has a girlfriend now and he'd rather stay home with her.
Well, I hope you and your wife have a good trip.
En esta conversación, usted oyó
girlfriend,
que significa novia, y
I hope,
que significa espero.
Listen again.
You and your wife are going to Mexico next week, aren't you?
Yes. First we're going to Guadalajara for a few days, then to Mexico City.
How nice. Are your children going too?
Unfortunately not. Our daughter can't come with us, and our son doesn't want to.
He doesn't want to? Why not?
He has a girlfriend now, and he'd rather stay home with her.
Well, I hope you and your wife have a good trip.
Try to say,
me gustaría un helado grande.
I'd like a big dish of ice cream. A big dish of ice cream.
Vayamos al café del jardín.
Let's go to the garden cafe.
¿Dónde está el café del jardín?
Where is the garden cafe?
¿Sabe dónde está el café?
Do you know where the cafe is? Do you know where the cafe is?
Say,
sí, está allá.
Yes, it's over there.
A veces voy allí con mis amigos.
Sometimes I go there with my friends. Sometimes I go there with my friends.
¿Se acuerda cómo se dice menos caro?
Less expensive. Less. Less expensive.
Ahora, usted habla acerca de viajar. Diga, solía ser menos caro.
It used to be less expensive. Used to be. It used to be less expensive.
Viajar solía ser menos caro.
Listen and repeat.
Traveling used to be less expensive. Traveling. Traveling. Traveling used to be less expensive.
Fíjese que viajar puede significar
to travel
o
traveling.
Por ahora, use
traveling
cuando venga al principio o cerca del principio de la oración. Si no, diga
to travel.
Diga, viajar solía ser menos caro.
Traveling used to be less expensive.
Me gusta viajar.
I like to travel.
Pero viajar es más caro ahora.
But traveling is more expensive now.
Ahora, está hablando con una conocida. Diga, el tiempo no está muy agradable.
The weather isn't very nice. The weather's not very nice.
Observe que se puede decir ya sea
isn't or not.
Normalmente, los estadounidenses dicen lo que les resulta más fácil pronunciar. Por ejemplo,
her husband isn't. My daughter's not.
Ambas formas son correctas. Dígame otra vez que el tiempo no está muy agradable. Use la forma
not.
The weather's not very nice. The weather's not very nice.
No me gusta viajar.
I don't like to travel.
Si el tiempo está malo.
If the weather's bad.
Viajar es caro también.
Traveling is expensive too.
Pero la semana próxima.
But next week.
Voy de vacaciones.
I'm going on vacation.
Voy a la Ciudad de México.
I'm going to Mexico City.
Hay mucho que ver allí.
There's a lot to see there.
¿Cómo preguntaría ella si van sus hijos con usted?
Are your children going with you? Are your children going with you?
Now she asks,
sus hijos van con usted, ¿no?
Your children are going with you, aren't they? Aren't they? Your children are going with you, aren't they?
No, nuestros hijos no van con nosotros.
No, our children aren't going with us.
Mi esposa y yo vamos.
My wife and I are going.
Sin nuestros hijos.
Without our children. Without our children.
Nuestra hija tiene mucho trabajo.
Our daughter has a lot of work. Has. Our daughter has a lot of work.
Y a nuestro hijo no le gusta viajar.
And our son doesn't like to travel. Our son doesn't like to travel.
Con nosotros.
With us.
Prefiere quedarse en casa.
He'd rather stay home. Stay home.
Con sus amigos.
With his friends.
Entonces, ambos se quedan en casa.
Then they're both staying home. They're both staying home.
Conteste brevemente en forma afirmativa.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
Se quedan en casa.
They're staying home.
Con sus amigos.
With their friends. With their friends.
¿Vamos y nuestros hijos?
We're going without our children.
Porque prefieren ver a sus amigos.
Because they'd rather see their friends.
Qué lástima.
That's too bad.
La Ciudad de México es una ciudad bonita.
Mexico City is a beautiful city.
Y hay mucho que hacer allí.
And there's a lot to do there.
Here's how to ask.
¿Cuántos años tiene su hijo?
Listen and repeat.
How old is your son? Old. Old. How old? How old is? How old is your son?
Ask.
¿Cuántos años tiene su hijo? Literalmente, ¿qué tan viejo es su hijo?
How old is your son?
Try to answer.
Tiene 21.
He's 21. He's 21.
¿Y cuántos años tiene su hija?
And how old is your daughter? How old is your daughter?
Mi hija tiene 19.
My daughter's 19. My daughter's 19.
¿Le gustaría venir con nosotros?
She'd like to come with us. She'd like to come with us.
Pero no puede.
But she can't.
Tiene mucho trabajo.
She has a lot of work.
Y es muy caro viajar. Literalmente, y viajar es muy caro.
And traveling is very expensive. Traveling is very expensive.
Solía ser menos caro.
It used to be less expensive. It used to be less expensive.
Entonces, ustedes van a México.
Then you're going to Mexico.
Sin sus hijos.
Without your children. Without your children.
Van sin ellos.
Listen and repeat.
You're going without them. 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 Without them. You're going without them.
Answer.
Sí, desgraciadamente.
Yes, unfortunately.
Vamos sin ellos.
We're going without them.
Sin él,
Without him. Without him.
Y sin ella.
And without her. And without her.
Vamos sin ellos.
We're going without them. Without them.
Se quedan aquí con sus amigos.
They're staying here with their friends. They're staying here with their friends.
Vamos sin ellos.
We're going without them.
She says,
desgraciadamente, yo no puedo viajar ahora.
Unfortunately, I can't travel now.
Porque no tengo suficiente tiempo.
Because I don't have enough time. I don't have enough time.
Try to say,
y no tengo coche.
And I don't have a car. A car. I don't have a car.
Try to say,
solía tener coche.
I used to have a car. I used to have a car.
Pero no tengo coche en este momento.
But I don't have a car at the moment.
Voy a comprar un coche la semana próxima.
I'm going to buy a car next week.
Mi hijo tiene coche.
My son has a car.
Ask,
¿cuántos años tiene su hijo?
How old is your son? How old is your son?
She answers,
tiene 25.
He's 25. He's 25.
Vive en Nueva York ahora.
He lives in New York now.
Solía vivir en San Francisco.
San Francisco.
He used to live in San Francisco. San Francisco. He used to live in San Francisco.
Try to say,
trabaja para IBM.
IBM.
He works for IBM. For IBM. He works for IBM.
Ask,
¿dónde trabaja?
Where does he work? Where does he work?
Para IBM.
For IBM.
Solía trabajar para Apple.
He used to work for Apple. He used to work for Apple.
Tengo también dos hijas.
I have two daughters too.
Try to ask,
¿y cuántos años tienen ellas?
And how old are they? How old are they?
She answers,
la mayor tiene 18.
The older one is 18.
Y la menor tiene 12.
And the younger one is 12.
Ahora, suponga que usted es una mujer mexicana, María Ramírez. Está sentada al lado de un comerciante americano en una comida para gente de negocios en un hotel en Nueva York. ¿Cómo lo saludaría?
Hello.
Oh, hello. I'm sorry. Your name is...
Say that your name is María Ramírez.
My name is María Ramírez.
Pleased to meet you. I'm Charles Johnson.
Conteste que le da gusto a usted conocerlo, saludándolo por su apellido.
Pleased to meet you, Mr. Johnson.
Now ask him how he is tonight.
How are you tonight?
Not bad, and you?
Say that you're fine, and thank him.
I'm fine, thanks. Fine, thank you.
Now ask where he works.
Where do you work?
I work here in New York, for IBM. And you?
Say that you work for Telmex.
I work for Telmex.
Oh, really? Are you Mexican?
Conteste apropiadamente.
Yes, I'm Mexican. Yes, I am.
He says,
mi hijo vive en México. Dígalo por él.
My son lives in Mexico.
Él y su esposa viven allí.
He and his wife live there.
Con sus hijos.
With their children.
How do you say?
Con ellos.
With them. Them.
Now try to say.
Desgraciadamente, no los veo.
Unfortunately, I don't see them. Them. See them. I don't see them.
Muy frecuentemente.
Very often. I don't see them very often.
Mi hija va a México la semana próxima.
My daughter's going to Mexico next week. My daughter's going to Mexico next week.
Tiene una muy buena amiga allí.
She has a very good friend there.
¿Cómo está el tiempo allí ahora?
How's the weather there now?
Tell him,
está bonito en este momento.
It's beautiful at the moment.
Han seguido hablando durante la cena y ahora están tomando el postre.
Say that this is very good ice cream.
This is very good ice cream.
Él asiente y pregunta, ¿cuánto tiempo se queda en Nueva York?
How long are you staying in New York? How long are you staying in New York?
Answer.
Hasta el sábado.
Until Saturday.
Me gusta mucho Nueva York.
I like New York very much. I like New York very much.
Pero solía ser menos caro.
But it used to be less expensive.
Now ask,
¿y su hija?
And your daughter?
¿Cuánto tiempo se queda en México?
How long is she staying in Mexico?
Try to say,
¿quién sabe?
Who knows? Who knows?
Es muy caro viajar. Comience con viajar.
Traveling is very expensive. Traveling is very expensive.
Ahora pasemos a la lección de lectura. Si la quiere hacer ahora, saque su libreta de lectura y ábrala en la página para la lección 17. Lea el número 1 en voz alta.
Please give me a beer.
2.
Is it expensive?
3.
We ate at home.
4.
Today we can't stay. Stay.
Fíjese que en los números 3 y 4 se usa el sonido
A
largo. Existen algunas otras formas de deletrear este sonido, aunque son menos comunes. El número 5 nos presenta una de ellas. Léalo en voz alta.
Wait. Wait.
Ahora haga el número 6. Aquí, y en algunas de las siguientes oraciones, quizá no conozca todas las palabras, pero podrá pronunciarlas correctamente de todos modos.
It's wet paint. Paint.
Número 7.
Here's the waiter. Waiter.
Aquí tiene otra manera de deletrear el sonido
A
largo. Repite el número 8 después del locutor. Fíjese que se sobreentienden algunas letras.
This is number 8. 8.
Intente el número 9.
He's 80. I'm 18.
Número 10.
Let's pray for rain.
11.
He's too vain.
12.
The main vein is in the van.
13.
Don't go on in this vein.
Este es el final de la lección 17. Este es el final de la lección de hoy. Mañana, cuando usted esté listo para la nueva lección, empiece en la pista número 2.